This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, it is truly a difficult feeling to describe because we find ourselves in the last stretch of this beautiful and noble month. The month of Ramadan is nearing its end. We are in Al-Ashr al-Awakhir, the last 10 days, the last 10 nights. And these are moments of reflection, of introspection. And we must work hard towards spiritual rejuvenation. So today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to address a matter of great importance. And this is a matter that affects our hearts, our souls, and by extension, our communities. I want to talk about the harms of backbiting and gossip and how they are rooted in jealousy and in envy. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, this month that we are in, the month of Ramadan, it is a month of discipline. And it is not just a month of discipline for the body or some kind of a diet where we abstain from food and drink. Only? No, it is a month of discipline of the tongue as well. Now you see, this small piece of flesh has no bones, but it holds the power to earn immense rewards or drag us towards our destruction, drag us towards our downfall. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us, indicating that the faith, that the iman of those who fail to safeguard their tongues is incomplete. So as we fast from dawn till dusk, abstaining from food and drink, we must not forget to fast with our tongues as well. Staying away from harmful words, staying away from toxic speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to do so. Now if you look at the roots of backbiting and gossiping, it is jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy lurk in the human heart, whispering ill thoughts, whispering evil thoughts, whispering toxic messages, and urging the tongue to speak harm. Now these feelings, my dear brothers and sisters, if unchecked, lead to backbiting and gossip. This is why our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he described envy as a fire. إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Indeed, al-hasad, indeed envy, indeed jealousy, eats up your good deeds, gobbles up your good deeds, just as how a fire consumes dry firewood. Subhanallah. You see, we strive so hard. Look, in this month of Ramadan, we're striving so hard. We wake up early in the morning, we are in prayer, in the remembrance of Allah, in the reading of the Quran, we give out, you know, from our hard-earned wealth, we give out our zakah, we give out our sadaqah, we go on umrah, we go on hajj. Why? Why are we doing all of this? To earn the pleasure of our beloved maker. And we sincerely hope that when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah, that we will see all these good deeds multiplied as mountains, inshallah ta'ala. But the scary reality is that on one side, if you are going to be doing good deeds, and on the other side, if you're going to be harboring jealousy, harboring envy, harboring all these toxic feelings, my dear brother, my dear sister, then these toxic feelings are going to eat away at your good deeds. They're going to destroy your good deeds, subhanallah. So in the serenity of this month, the month of Ramadan, we are called upon to cleanse our hearts. We are called upon to fill our hearts with the light of gratitude and contentment. Why contentment? Because when you are content, you push away the darkness of envy and jealousy. You do not look at others with jealousy. You do not look at the belongings of others with jealousy. You do not look at the blessings of others with envy and jealousy. Why? You are content with the blessings that Allah has blessed you with. So you see, my dear brothers and sisters, backbiting and gossiping, they not only tarnish and darken our souls and hearts, but they also tear at the fabric of our community. These feelings, these toxic traits, they sow discord and mistrust amongst brothers and sisters, amongst friends, amongst spouses, amongst siblings, amongst family members, amongst relatives, eroding the unity that our deen, our beautiful deen seeks to build. And this is why our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warns us very severely in the Noble Quran against backbiting. In Surah Al-Hujurat, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتَ فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. Our Maker, he likens backbiting to eating the flesh of our brethren, our dead brother or dead sister. Subhanallah, would any one of us find that palatable? Would we find it palatable? This vivid imagery serves, my dear brother, my dear sister, as a stern reminder of the gravity of our words. So this noble month, the month of Ramadan, teaches us self-restraint. So let it be a time for us to guard our tongues. Let us use our words to heal, not to harm. Let us use our words to uplift, not degrade and humiliate. Let us speak only that which is of benefit, only that which is beneficial. Or otherwise, let us embrace the beauty of silence. Our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The one who believes in Allah and the last day. Why last day? Because on that day, we are all going to be held accountable. Every single word of ours, every action of ours will be brought forward. So the one who believes in Allah, the one who believes in that last day, the one who remembers that last day, the one who knows that he or she is going to be taken into account in front of Allah, should speak good or keep silent. So inshallah ta'ala, as we move towards the conclusion of this video, I want to share a few action items. These action items will help us to control our tongues and avoid backbiting and gossip, inshallah ta'ala. So as we strive to carry the discipline of this noble month, the month of Ramadan, throughout the year, beyond Ramadan, let us work towards adopting these practical steps to safeguard our tongues, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help before going ahead with the action items. Action item number one, keep yourself engaged in constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constant dhikr. Fill your moments. Fill your time. Moisten your tongue with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr, the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, serves as a shield, protecting the heart, protecting the tongue from slipping into the abyss of negative behaviors. So keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when our mouths and tongues are busy in the glorification and in the exalting and in the praise of Allah, there's little room for harmful and toxic speech. Action item number two, keep good company. Surround yourself with people who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surround yourself with people who themselves refrain from backbiting and gossip. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in many a place, he talks about the importance of choosing your company wisely, choosing your friends wisely, a good friend versus a bad friend. Subhanallah, how an individual follows the religion of his friend, the deen of his friend. So we must be extremely careful, extremely prudent when it comes to choosing our circles, choosing our friends. Action item number three. Stop conversations that lead to sin. You, my dear brother, my dear sister, be the one who changes the subject when a conversation starts drifting towards backbiting or gossip. You have to remember, silence in the face of sin is complicity. You are basically becoming part and parcel of it if you are being silent in the face of that particular sin. So therefore, always encourage positive talk. As the quote goes, small minds discuss people whilst great minds talk about ideas, talk about great things. You see, it's small minds that sit down. You have this small person syndrome, if I'm not mistaken, where you know you end up talking about others, backbiting about others, putting down others, degrading others. Subhanallah. Therefore, encourage positive talk. And when you sense a conversation drifting towards backbiting and gossip, remind others of the dangers of such conversations. Remind them of the ayah in the Quran. Remind them that this is something that they should stay away. But if they're not going to listen, then it is upon you to remove yourself from such situations. Next action item. Reflect before you speak. Adopt the habit of thinking before speaking. Ask yourself a couple of questions. I'm going to say something. I'm going to speak. What is coming out from my mouth? Is it true? Is it beneficial? Is it the right time to say it? If the answer to any of these questions is no, then it would be better for you to remain silent at that juncture. Next action item, make amends. You see, we are all guilty of this. So if you have spoken ill of someone in the past, seek their forgiveness. Because by making amends, this cleanses the heart and it repairs relationships. The next action item, seek knowledge. Invest time, my dear brother, my dear sister, in learning about the lives of the prophets, the Sahaba, and the pious people of the past. Why? Because their stories are filled to the brim with lessons on controlling the tongue and using it in ways that are pleasing to Allah. So by going into these beautiful stories, they are our superheroes. By going into these beautiful stories, you are going to be inspired. You will find inspiration to control your tongue. You will find inspiration to help you use your words in ways that are pleasing unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next action item, and this is the last one for this video, accountability. Hold yourself accountable at the end of each day, my dear brother, my dear sister. Reflect on your conversations. Did I speak any ill of someone today? Did I hurt someone? Did I break the heart of an individual? Did I speak something that was of no benefit whatsoever? Umar radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, "Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu." Take yourself into account before you are taken into account. See, whether we like it or not, we are all going to be taken into account. All of our books, our actions, our statements are going to be audited. So let us audit ourselves before we are taken into account. So therefore, on a regular basis, take yourself into account. And then, after a clear assessment, after a clear analyzing of what you've said, if you realize that, I've slipped, I've made a mistake, then seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately and place a renewed intention to do better. So this practice of auditing yourself makes you aware. It brings in this awareness that, you know what, I must be careful with my words. Because otherwise we tend to become heedless. We tend to forget. We are a forgetful creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So my dear brothers and sisters, as this beautiful month draws to a close, let the discipline and the self-control that we have nurtured within the month not end with it. Let the lessons of this beautiful month live on in us, guiding us to speak with kindness, to speak with care, to act with compassion, and to live in harmony. You see, our tongues, this small yet significant part of us, can be a means for us to fly into Jannah, into paradise. But we must use our tongues wisely. So inshallah ta'ala, in conclusion, by controlling our tongues, we protect not just ourselves, but our entire community from harm. As we bid farewell to this beautiful month, us commit firmly to carrying forward its lessons, and we sincerely pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, may He accept our prayers, our charity during this noble month, may He grant us the strength to further our spiritual growth, and may He bless us and make us of those who fly through the gates, the special gates of Jannah reserved for those who are fasting, the gates of Ar-Rayyan. Thank you very much for watching the video. If you have not already subscribed to my channel, do subscribe so that you are notified no sooner a new video is out. And if you found the content of benefit, do like the video and share the video around so that others can benefit and so that we can all share in on the reward, inshallah ta'ala. I look forward to talking to you all in another video soon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.